This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com and the executive director of the World Sweeping Association. I'm pleased today to have on the phone with me Angela Smith. And Angela is the daughter of Jerry Smith. Jerry, for 35 years, worked for the Lafayette, Indiana Street Department. Today, when we are recording this conversation, is December the 7th, and that would be her father's 87th birthday if he had lived until now. Angela is working on getting an enduring memorial set up for her father in Lafayette. And since 1984, he started what he called what pushing the bucket. We'll hear about that. But cleaning, essentially, with broom, the streets of Lafayette, and had an incredible amount of debris that he picked up in those years. And so, anyway, welcome, Angela, and I look forward to hearing more about your father. He really is an icon in Lafayette. I saw a newspaper article about this is what put us together, and he's clearly a man that was very much loved in his area.
Thank you very much. I'd like to think so. By the outpouring of the city of Lafayette, it proves that he was an endearing person.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what you know about him and, how he got into this and what is it about keeping the streets of Lafayette clean that, really pushed his buttons?
He started working at the street department he had a 35-year career there. About 1984, he was no longer paving the sidewalks in the streets of Lafayette, and the opening came up in Lafayette, Indiana, to push the bucket downtown and sweep the sidewalks, the cigarette butts and cups and trash and so forth, and my dad took that position, which he absolutely loved. He liked cleaning up the city. He loved being downtown. My father lived probably about 10 blocks from his job. He walked to work every single day, to and from work. The city of Lafayette had done many write-ups on my father about him keeping the cities clean.
And this is the downtown core, essentially, is the downtown business core we're talking about.
Yeah, the downtown of Lafayette, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. It sounded like he was a real people person, and that he also got a lot of satisfaction and pride in keeping his city clean.
My dad took great pride in the city and great pride in Lafayette. He'd lived here most of his life. He'd lived downtown since 1966.
So he'd seen a lot of changes in the city as well, and one of those is they're not nearly as clean.
So he had a lot of changes in the city throughout the years. My father would work in the elements, rain, shine. Then it would snow. He would work inside at the tool crib, which he was itching to get back outside and sweep the streets and talk with people. And one time I was talking with my dad downtown. I would go visit him through the week and take him something to eat or drink of water, what have you. And a police officer had come up to my father and said that everybody knows that you're the eyes and ears of downtown, and asked if he had heard anything specifically with some crime going on. Everybody knew my dad, and he knew what was going on, and seeing things he shouldn't see at certain times, which would help the police and so on.
When did he quit working there? How long ago is it that
he
quit?
Well, he retired in 2009, officially retired, and he decided he didn't want to retire and sit in a recliner and watch TV and die like all of his friends. So he worked the last year of his life for free. He talked with the mayor and the city street department, and they had worked out a plan with my father that they would still provide uniforms for him, and he could come and go as he pleased. And he still pushed the bucket downtown and worked the last year of his life for free.
Oh, that's great. And he would really have become the icon of Lafayette.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So much so that when my father passed, there was talk of a park they were going to name after my father, and that fell through. And then approaching the 5-year anniversary of my father's death, which would have been 10/4/15, I approached the mayor and had a meeting with him and his assistant. Said, I'm afraid my father's 5-year anniversary is coming up, is approaching. I'm afraid if you do not do something for my father, then the city's going to forget him and all the work he did for the city and so on and so forth. And they said that they agreed, and if I could collect approximately $3,000, I could purchase a rock, and a plaque would be placed upcoming community garden park, which was close to my father's house. And I've collected almost $1,000 already, and then after Mr. Bangart from the Lafayette Journal and Courier had done a nice write-up for my father, I had two individuals that own their own businesses come forward. Then they would like to donate a very large rock, which I would have more than enough money for the plaque. Mm-hmm. So I contacted the city concerning that, And then now, possibly, the talk is they may get a $20,000 grant from the federal government, have several local artists look at the project, and one of them bid for it, and possibly have some sort of a monument for my dad closer to downtown.
Very nice.
So that's where we are right now.
That's great. It's nice to see that he isn't forgotten and that the city is stepping up and the community, let's say, is stepping up and getting behind this, because that was a wonderful service to provide for the downtown core community, not only the keeping it clean, which is, you know, reputational, but I bet that people ask him all manner of questions that he knew the answer to about where to go and what was where and that sort of thing.
Sure. Directions or county businesses or a good place to eat or what is there to do around town or, you know, all sorts
sure.
of
things. Yeah, probably stuff we couldn't even think about.
Sure.
So what's the timeline? Do you know what that will be to find out whether something's going to occur? And I know you'll keep us apprised of that when it happens, but is there any kind of a timeline that's been set up?
Well, the original timeline for the rock and the plaque is spring of this year, which the landscaping and such would be at the community garden park. But since the plans are possibly to get the monument downtown, I believe it's this spring or beginning of summer that they would have something we would know what way it's headed for sure. But I know absolutely something's going to be a tribute to my father. I just don't know if it's going to be the rock and plaque yet or something larger.
Whatever it'll be. Didn't you say that over time he calculated that he had picked up about, what, $15,000?
This is about 10 years before my father's death, so it was about 15,000 containers by hand pushing the sidewalk, pushing the buckets, which he called it, which had wheels on it, and one of the gentlemen down at the street department knew my father liked racing and Ford, so he put a Ford emblem on it and kind of gussied it up. So approximately 15,000 buckets. So I'm not good at guessing. I would say maybe 25,000.
Yeah, that's
amazing. And I had taken
amazing.
The bucket out myself and pushed it, and that's how I initially started the donations for my father.
Oh, that was clever to do. Good idea.
When my father passed away, I wanted to have the bucket at the funeral because it represented my father, and he was cremated. It was a very nice funeral. It was pleasant. There was nice photographs of my dad, and he would have loved it. And I kept the bucket when my father passed away. I asked the mayor if I could have it, and he said yes. So I used it in my yard and done clean up, and then I pushed it. Actually, I took it down with my car to the street department, and that's where it is currently. And I pushed it about 10 or so times, and that's how I got about a little over $900.
Well, good for you to follow through and get something done here for your dad. It sounds like a real worthwhile project and something you can be enduringly proud of in your family. I think that keeping cities clean is something that doesn't get the publicity that it should. People take it for granted, just like they take, you know, water and sewer and that kind of stuff for granted, especially when it's done by machine. But when you have an ambassador of cleaning and goodwill like your father for so many years, that would really, you know, become something to look for in the city. That's really nice that there is recognition happening for that, and good for you to spearhead that. And it sounds like you have a lot of other people on your side as well.
Absolutely. My father had a lot of friends and a lot of people that had a lot of admiration for my father, I suppose, for being as old as he was and continuing to work. You know, he was close to 81 when he passed, so he continued to work and thrive, and it kept him alive and going, it kept him young, and he just loved it.
Well, that's the key, I think, is to love what you do, and then you can keep working all the time because it's not really work. It's really, you know, your life's work and something that brings you joy and health and all those things. So,
brought my dad great joy, absolutely. My father was a very intelligent man. Even though he did what he did for a living, he was a very intelligent man. My father would not be a white-collar worker. That wouldn't be for him to sit behind a desk. He absolutely loved getting dirty, pushed in the bucket, talking with people, and just being a real person and meeting real people out on the street. He really did. He really loved it.
We've been speaking with Angela Smith, and her father, Jerry Smith, for 35 years was an icon on the streets of Lafayette, Indiana, and we were talking about the monument that's proposed for him and to commemorate the job that he did keeping the downtown core of Lafayette spick and span and tidy for so many years. Thanks again, Angela.
Thank you.